Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
And that's wonderful again. The night voice, the lyrics of Sam Cooke. I hope you're feeling well today, and I can tell you that I'm feeling good, like I'm almost there. Today, I would like to draw your attention to the subject matter that is meant to give a spark to our sense of reasoning. Don't neglect to reason. And especially when you're hearing somebody talking every day and saying certain things, you're looking at a lot of things that are important to AD Anno Domini, New World Order. And your daily bread is so important to you. And you get your daily bread from the sodomite, ape-like white people, the Cro-Magnon people, Yamnaya culture people, That's where your bread comes from. And when you pray, our Father who art in heaven, you're praying to the abyss, because there is no such a thing that the people who go about and kill African people, who make laws and say it is the law of the land that they must kill African people, and they say that is the God in the Bible, that's their God, and they give it to the slaves. I was, you know, before I tell you what I almost begin to tell you, let me just tell you this little one. A man in one of those states up north is currently on YouTube as a man who wanted to buy a house to accommodate his big family at, I guess, at Christmas time. And this is an African young man. And they have a very good thing going among their family. There are a lot of African people are not together at all and don't care about each other, whether it is holiday or not. I am one person who found myself into the category of who is looked upon as a pariah. Nobody don't want to hear what I have to say. I search me. I don't bother look to see what I have done them, because my record is, I am conscious of my record and who I have been ever since I was a child. So if I had done my siblings or cousins or friends anything, I would know. I'm not a reprobate. I know, I mean, the kind of person I was, and I have not changed in the sense of, you know, that orbital function of mine. I haven't done anybody any wrong. However, what happened to the things that these people will say about me, though? Is there any wrong in them? Am I to be blamed for some of those things that they say about me? Not until they are able to justify it in a logical, intelligent way where you can say justice is on their side. I don't do them anything. You know what I mean? If they cross my path, if they breach my judgment, and they are not able to prove that I am in the wrong, then I haven't done them anything. You know, is there wrong way of thinking? Because my way of thinking, and especially towards love and respect for my siblings, you know, well, first, for my parents, then my siblings, then those around me, friends and so forth. You know, I have been a clean person. All right? So I won't even look to see where was I wrong at with anything. Because bring them all together, I am sure that they would have more celebration stories about what I am to them, and then they should be able to tell what have they done for me that I should reverence them for. I mean, in the context in which I am talking. What am I to reverence them for? I'm not saying that they never done no good for me. I'm not even saying that. Because I'm sure they have done some kind of good for me. But who is more deserving based on the preponderance of the evidence? Who has put out more for who? So somebody might say, oh, he's going to measure it now. So why shouldn't I measure it? If somebody is going to, like, put you down and they are the one who put less gas in the car or maybe put no gas in the car. I mean, what is there to glorify them for if they, you know, give you a dollar one time? You know what I mean? Of which, as far as I can see right now, very few of them, I could say, well, then, all right, stretch their hand and give me, you know, even more than a dollar. But still, I am talking about what is known universally as my respect and kindness that I have shown willingly. I'm kind of thinking that these people that I'm talking about don't even bother talk to me. You know, I mean, what they may have done for me will pale into the kind of person I am. Whereas you think that, oh, they have a right to know, but I pay them no mind. I was Christian. I'm no longer Christian. I read and find out why I'm no longer Christian. They still, under the slavery mentality, Christianity. So, they believe Jesus died for their sins. I know the opposite because I read and find out. They don't even want to read anything because they are so darn sure that God and Jesus cast a devil down from earth. You read about that in Revelation, right? They're sure that God ordained to create heaven and earth with devil, that they would throw out of heaven after they have a fight. These people that I'm telling you about, that's the way they think. You know? All right. So let's get back to what I'm talking about. I'm telling you about this couple that bought this house. And it turns out that between this family, you know, the man and I think his spouse, they went through quite a bit of trying to make the conclusion to buy this house that was in their zone, in their suburban or suburb or so. And it turns out that the house was a plantation house. Okay? And the people who were selling the house at their name, and eventually the man did not really want to buy the house, but I think his spouse began to like feel a certain kind of way about it, and he eventually yielded to the resistance against him and eventually bought the house. And today, it become a very hot piece of historic wealth to them. Because they found out that their family were enslaved on that property that he just bought. And I listened to some of what they had to say, how they now feel, and is remorse expressed, you know, of the slavery situation that their ancestors were in. Then they get to see a burial ground on the property. They seem like a sizable piece of property. The burial ground, when they would have to be, you know, they have to like pay good attention now to find out where is where, because they know, because it was like a, you know, a place set up a certain kind of way where the slave would sleep in their coop and the official house is there, like the Annie Palmer type of thing in Mobay in Jamaica. You have a Annie Palmer there in a slave house in the what you call it? The slave master's house. And then now the burial ground all among tall trees. And what mark a grave is like some kind of a big stone pointed upward, and it's you know, leaf, the amount of leaf that is covering up everything. Some of them, you know, you can, you know, you have to like push a lot of leaf away before you can see them. That type of thing. That type of thing, my friends. What I'm trying to say here to you about this, I look at the situation. And that, for these folks of mine, they have a close up now connection with the reality of slavery more than a lot of us will do, because they have a lot of, you know, sentiments tied up into that place they just bought. They never expected something like that to happen. Imagine when they can see the kind of dilapidated condition under which their ancestors were in, under white people. You can see the slave master house look like a civilized dwelling, but the little board of thing that they have for the slaves, they did not have internal health care situation. You know, there's nothing internally, you know, to for them to take care of themselves. It seemed like it's only a place to lay down and sleep. Now, you know, that's not so nice, right? That is not so nice. That is terrible. Okay. I'm here. I'm here talking, right? And I can tell you that concerns me more and more is what I am observing of my own blood people. I am finding out on a larger level or scale the horrible situation that has taken place over the last 100,000 years. I mean, a lot of us are not going to realize, we're not going to realize the state that we are in and the mental state of all, best of all, the mental state that we are in. See these white people? I'm convinced from reading that a lot of us will live to see certain things happen before we are dead concerning these white people. Because see them? See? Think about what I am saying to you. The world history textbook that we have here that we don't even pay any attention to, I can tell you that somebody like me shouldn't be here fumbling to speak English. But that I do. I stutter to speak English. And barely know grammar. I am lucky. I'm able to say something that at least some people will understand. Whilst we are here facing the situation like these people, I tell you, they bought the house and what their experience is. Place has been theirs all along, but these white people came and become lord over us. Something went wrong. Yet still, if I tell you, or like is the case, when I say certain things, nobody react to it. Because what? We have fallen a low orbit in our brain. And whenever you lose the right orbit of thought, you lose your right from which you perceive things. When that is messed up, you become a different character. And for the most part, you don't know. Because you discover yourself who you are from a child. And when parents believe in Jesus Christ, when your parents believe in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, you grow up with that type of awareness and you're receptive to it. Now, some people, after they grow up a bit, they don't like the church somehow. They don't like the church. They don't bother with church. But those are the minority. Of us Africans that don't bother with the church. Because in order for us who have been in captivity and are still in captivity, we don't think so. A lot of us, we don't know that. We don't know that we are still in captivity. Oh, no, because we look at slavery for our ancestors like, oh, they were in slavery, not us. You have to put this in a context. Because, yes, they were in a lower level economic life. Yeah. And these friend of mine that bought the house, they can see the level of life their ancestors lived in. And now people come around now and sit down with them and talk and help, I guess, get them, you know, adjust to their new experience and say, you know, and they're saying, oh, yeah, it's what white people, you know, and their ancestors were slaves right there. And, oh, they come to buy the place and didn't know this was what they were coming into. A place for, that's what, I mean, in a certain context, it's a historic paradise there now that, I mean, people writing and stuff like that about history, it's a good spot to get, you know, information about that genre, right? What I'm trying to say is that how far we have dropped from 100,000 years ago to where we are. When I read about what happened over the past 100,000 years, when some of us began to leave Africa, and from what I understand, it was not a big, you know, train load of people that leave one time. It was just little trickle. Okay? That leave Africa and settle down Australia, New Zealand. You know, I imagine the white people probably name these places just like America and Palestine, Egypt or whatnot. Yeah, they try to name everything because they're taking over the world from us. Now, I am talking out what I have read. And guess what? I have a hard time with these white people because everything we use, I mean, so-called belongs to them. Because they don't think that stealing is stealing. They think that, you know, they're conquerors. But the first thing to know about white people is to know about, when you read in history about the first humans on earth, you need to know that the white people, them ancestors, that. You need to know that. Because when you don't know that, you will go right into their net that they throw for us. You see, the net begin with their interbreeding and give us their H-E-S-U-S, their rhesus monkey blood,
That's what they give to us. That's the reason why African people don't have any sense today, not enough sense. Because their blood push us back to their level and below. Do you understand that? You're out there and you're an elder in a church. You run in your church and, you know, you're doing well running your church. And you don't know exactly what you're doing because you think it is the work of God and you're trying to save people. You're not trying to save anybody, not even yourself. You're not trying to save. But you don't know that. I didn't know that either, but look. Somebody said, well, by golly, I don't know what I mean. But look. The point is, when you don't know, you don't know. You tell me, how do you know when you don't know? The culture that we grow up in is a culture where these white people already amass a sense of civilization by interbreeding with our ancestors when they should not. Right? And when we should be left alone to live our lives, they intervene and come, you know, I mean, drop off their bad blood, taxonomic blood into our ancestors, and all of us are in one way or the other seem to be infested with white people blood, and then they can talk, but, you know, they didn't take away our speech, but they take away our intelligence. Whilst they increase their life, their lifestyle and what they, you know, what they can do and what they can learn, they increase that. We remain with our ability to talk because we were created with the ability to speak. They are to cross breed with us to talk. Okay? They have to go through infant state, you know, impregnation, in order for them to come out and start talking like us and look like us. White people never look like real humans. They look like, gradually, the truth will come out gradually. Because these white people, they don't know what they're doing when they talk about the ruling the world and stuff like that. And see them there? They are consulting with themselves. And I notice they don't talk like they are in other people's territory that they invade and they occupy. They don't see it like that. Oh, no. We are their foot mat. That's the way they look at us. Because they have all the billions and billions of dollars and stuff like that. They don't need to look at us like we're anybody. Yet still, their species they come from is apes. Now, simply because we don't know that for sure, we probably convinced that we might come from apes, because since we don't know our history, we believe in the Bible, and it's not a tangible and intangible thing that the Bible teaches us. The Bible is a one-way street. It only teaches you that you are to believe in what you don't know. Believe about God and Jesus. All they have to do is popularize what is to control us, because we don't have anything of knowledge to know, except, you know, you go to school and learn to read and stuff like that. But that don't let you into the knowledge of creation, of the part of tangible things and the intangible things. Because when you read, it is an intangible thing that you're doing when you're reading, if you understand what I'm saying. Do you understand what I'm saying? You look up the word tangible and intangible, and you will see the difference in what I am saying and get the understanding for real and benefited by it. If you don't understand what you're reading, do you know what to expect from what you're reading? No. So you would have to read something and understand exactly what you read, and if you need to what you understand from what you read into action, you will be benefited. But what if you don't understand what you read? All right. The frequency of our mind that we are able to read and understand and do, because you learn a skill and you are able to make a living. But then the thing is, you have a Bible now that is telling you about the creation of God, a spirit God, they say. And you believe that. So whilst you are able to read and learn certain skills and make a good living, you think it's all right. You think that's the way your brain was made to function. No, but your brain is much more than just reading and can make computer, because these are all dumb, what you call inanimate things you're dealing with, right? So yes, this your computer is not a spiritual thing. It's a tangible thing. So you work with something that work with electricity, but hey, how is your brain because you can, you know, turn your electric on? How does that inspire your mind to know anything? Except that you have light to read, like when it's daytime you can read, right? What do you get out of the fact that the sun is shining? You can go there in the sun every day and don't go to school to go learn anything. You don't read nothing and see whether or not you would learn anything. You wouldn't. So with all these things that you're working with and understand and make progress, it's different from principality that you are to understand. The world around you that you are to understand. You can understand the economics, you know, and what different countries are doing politically. But when it comes to what is called like the calendar, the solar calendar, if you read about the calendar, and it is telling you about the greater world above our heads, it can take you to a greater understanding about our planet function and stuff like that. Now, if you begin to understand something about the outer world and you read the Bible, I'm pretty sure you're going to start running to confusion, because you're going to find out that the way the Bible is talking about things something is not meshing. If you reading about cosmogony and stuff like that, you're going to get into conflict. All right. So what I am saying to you is that the Bible that they give us to read, understanding, just understanding things in the what I call, is not what I call, but what is given the name intangible. Now, tangible thing, when you read about an intangible thing, that thing is telling you about the tangible that connects relevantly with the intangible. You have to understand the difference between the contextual intangible and the tangible that exists for it. If you miss that, somebody is going to send you in the wrong direction and you don't know. You waste your time or get hurt or whatever it is. So you have got to understand the right connection of a tangible thing and the intangible representation of it. You have to. All right. What the white people do, because they come ahead, like this last 200,000 years, the first 25,000 years out of it was when the white, talking about like 75,000 years afterward, these white people up there, the first 25,000 years on this side of the 100,000 years, of the 200,000 years that we are created in Africa, these white people do them thing with our ancestors and get talking babies, and then for like 25,000 years, oh, you know how far they reach? Because they don't take a long time for them to turn adult. 25,000 years, they have made a lot of progress that they were able to talk. You know what they do next? They came to our civilized institution and learn every science that they can learn, every intellectual thing that they can do. They steal from us everything that they want. Few things that they get freely, but you can be sure that the way the white people do the African people is basically they are mimicking, not fairly either. When they put us into cubes and stuff like that, what they are doing is showing us that, look, there was a time where we have to come to Hunu to get any little work or something like that. But now, here we are controlling. How did they come to be controlling? If they left our people alone, they wouldn't come in. I'm talking about they're controlling anything, because 1.5 million years ago, they originate, they evolved. Maybe 4 million years ago, they weren't able to do nothing civilized. And just take it at that now, because they were mute, they don't talk, they don't have a language, there's nothing to route them towards a civilized life. Think about what I'm saying to you. Now, you go now up to Washington and blah, 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 blah. Who'd look on you like you're anybody? Oh, because you have to have a PhD for this and for that before they pay you any attention. And you will have to, you will have to learn, you know, a certain skill based on what these white people say you must study in order to do, to get this certificate and stuff like that. And all these doctors out there with their PhDs and stuff like that. are controlled by these sodomite white people who are still in no way civilized at all. Neither will there ever be civilization for them. So the process that they went through, they are able to talk and learn a lot of things, but they still fuck us all where they shit out of. They still do that. Right now in England, think about like three officials just walking out from the job. And the thing, they are all involved into homosexual life. And right here in America, that's what they are. If you don't realize, these white people are in a long-term, you know, cast net to reel in African people to become sodomites. You know, how much time you hear political fighting going on in school where they are fighting to bring in curriculum to teach African people to accept sodomite life. You don't know that? You don't know that? What I'm trying to tell you know, last of all, is that you show me one African person that is altogether sober. I'm getting out of my crazy mind. I'm just getting out of it. Because I read and I find out, well, what if I was not able to read and glean certain knowledge, I would be still into my crazy mind. And to be crazy mind, you know, you can't look at craziness as one level of perception. You see, it's a gradation level of silliness, thinking, you know, uncivilized. So I look and I have a brother I have people, siblings that are well educated now, okay, with PhD, masters, and, you know, educational degrees, okay? I just have high school, and I have a paralegal certificate. What I'm trying to tell you, even I have a level of discovery that I can do. I can even look at people with PhD and talk to them, and they want to run away from me, because guess what? I gone deeper in cleansing my mind and discover that church is not anything good. Far from being good. But me come to know that. My brother with a PhD don't come to know that. So I'm trying to show you that the degree to which African people are hurt by white people. We turn fool to, we think that, oh, you know, married to, you know, a black man, you know, see a white pretty girl, you know, have an interest in him and stuff like that. You don't know why. He doesn't know why. You know, and he feels so gratified and feels so glorious. Oh, you know, like, you know, I want to get, he gets so lifted up so high until he doesn't know what to do with himself. Like, oh, this white girl, you know. Because, my friend, we are lowered by the blood of apes. There is, you show me, I mean, all the people that defend, human rights and all that. Talk about what's his name there? I have to get this name. Mandela. That's right. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, you know, the gods, you know, will tell me. Mandela. Now, if you think Mandela is a mentally sound person, I can prove to you that Mandela was not a sound man. But what the white people have done, push us on a frequency that becomes our normative state, which is not. And neither did Mandela found out that something was wrong with him. If Mandela knew that something was wrong with him, all the education that he had, he would have taken over the world long time, because nobody could have dealt with him. Nobody could have dealt with him like to to defeat him in the rule of civilization. So Mandela succumbed to the white people. Consider that Mandela just born into the AD Anadamana system that these white people create. These white people are smarter than us. And when I say they are smarter than us, I mean in the context of what they have done to us over the past 100,000 years. This separation between they and us are too wide. We don't get no connection. And when we read a history book that tells us about where we're coming from, we don't know. A proof that anybody believe in the gods of the Bible are not mentally sound. You just can't. If you don't come to know prehistory that tells you about before the flood, the deluge, and what happened after the deluge, mentally sober. You just don't. You see? So you talk about Marcus Garvey. Marcus Garvey wanted to take people and carry them back to Africa. And W.E.B. Du Bois, I am told, was in conflict with Marcus Garvey. And it seems like E.B. Du Bois is against, you know, taking people back to Africa, because we came out from Africa and settled down all over, you know, the outer world. Ain't nothing wrong with that. The earth is all for us. Right? One thing that we are to find out is what happened with some of us, our ancestors, when we traveling out of Africa. These ape-like humans were out there as criminals and have doctors, and they want babies, because they already, before they did it to us hybrid people, because there's two sets of us to our species. That is wise sapiens. Two subgroups come out from that species. And what these ape-like people did, they went and the first subgroup from our species. They attacked them. And apparently, they never got to go off by themselves and have a life of their own. These guys, I mean, as far as I have read, I don't see them into any exclusion. Like these white people, sodomites, take them and go do what they want to do with them and kill them off after that. They extinct. Because why white people are alive today and they are directly from Homo erectus, why they not dead out yet? No, they don't die out yet because they fucked our ancestors, the Neanderthal first, and get rid of their monkey face. So it's a long space of time that they reproduce their generation with the Neanderthals. You see what I mean? And today they do everything to cover it up. You see, the offspring that they get from the Neanderthals did not talk. But those of them that were around at the time when they interbreed with the hybrid subgroup, they get the benefit of having children that talk. And that's how they build up a generation that talk of white people. Them are sodomites. But because they look like us now, they talk like us now, guess what? They think the way that we are hearers of the Elohim gods, they have a right to rule too. But they are not hybrid. They are not the hybrid seed, criminal seeds. Okay? There is nothing blessed about white people with their intellect. You see? Now, they come now and decide that they're going to take away our inalienable rights as what, children of the Most High. They are not children of the Most High. Right. So they know that they are thieves and robbers and decide that, you know, as long as, well, they know that our brain is knocked off the orbit and the frequency. They know that. They see it. And they see we are not able to, you know, they are more dominant than us. They are criminals. They can, you know, kill us because they are the apes. Anyway, right? So the little knowledge that they have right now, some of them, you know, seem to like hair on with a tendency towards, you know, living normally, you know, and adjust to civilization. But a lot of them, like those who say they are rulers and stuff like that, no, they are into the fucking body and they want to like make laws to to upgrade sodomy. That's what is happening right now. Right now, that's what is happening. So the banks and everything out there, they take it on. And look, time is weaning away. And guess what? We don't find out. We don't find out. That they bring all these old bunch of foolish story in the Bible and we read them and we can't see nothing wrong with it. Mandela didn't see nothing wrong with it. Marcus Garvey don't see anything wrong with it. Dr. King, Luther King, he don't see nothing wrong with it. Jesse Jackson don't see nothing wrong with it. Farrakhan don't see nothing wrong with it. They become the sodomite Christianity. Islam and Judaism is what these white sodomite people make up. And they are smart enough to make them put those things into, you know, to be accepted. And they are such a bastard that they compel our people to accept anything that they make. They don't want you to reject anything they do. You don't see. Yeah, all over the world they own everything. And it don't rest on anything civilized. Because when they came about 509 BC, you imagine how long civilization is ruling on the earth by kingship. When they began to follow us, after many thousands of years, we left Africa and come into the outer world and settle down. We develop all kind of enterprises, all kind of things. Okay? Because anywhere we go, it's orderly society, kingship society. They come with their faggot self now. And guess what? Find out that we have a limit. Yes, we have wealth and we have this and we have that. And they're going to take it away because they're going to come with their smart self. And they're going to rig up something and force us to follow them. And since they have weapons and all this kind of stuff, they're going to get the edge over us. And that's what is happening right now. Now, how do I know? I read. You know, I mean, if I were able to read from my earlier time and discover these things, I would, you know, turn the world around long time ago. You see what I mean? Because I begin to find out, well, after I'm over 60 years of age or just a little before 60 years of age, I begin to see, okay? And that's where I began and try to see if I can, you know, get something published to tell people what I see. You see what I mean? And the problem I had before I was seeing anything is the same thing other people are having today. So whether or not you're reading something that I wrote or anybody else wrote, that is making sense, will be the same. If your eye not open to see, when you are reading, follow Genesis creation story. You will think that is true because you can't see anything that is telling you it's not true. When you go into, you know, the New Testament, the same thing happened. You can't see the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. You can't see conflict. You can't see that the prophecy of Isaiah and the other prophet them never fulfill at all. Now, when you're calling what they write in the New Testament as fulfillment, it means that academically something is wrong with your head. Because all you have so much education and you don't find out that there is confusion, contradiction, between the Old Testament and the New Testament, whereas there shouldn't be, because they are saying the way the church interprets it is that the New Testament fulfills the Old Testament. Now, it says, Jesus said, I come not to destroy the prophet, but to fulfill the prophecies, right? He don't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. If Jesus fulfilled the law, we are in the New Testament. That is written. Because specifically now, what is the law of the Old Testament that Jesus supposed to fulfill? Do you know? Give me a call before the time is over. No, it is more than what we are believing. When you believe these things, you just like, you know, you're sailing in the river, going down the river. You know what I mean? There is no, you know, I mean, waves are taking you here, taking you there, and you're just staying afloat. But you don't really know what you're doing. Well, anytime you start to read with greater clarity, you will find out that no prophecy in the Bible about the Messiah is fulfilled. You will find out not one place in the Bible where you can point out where Jesus, as you believe it, wrote anything in the Bible. Find it and show it to me. Where Jesus, as a real character, somewhere, where, because they say he was on foot, on the ground in Palestine, right? Show me something in the Bible that he wrote. You won't find out in there. You just don't. And a lot of prophets prophesy about Jesus. But did they say anything specific? What he would do when he come? Well, only Isaiah 9, 6 and 7 verses. Those two of the book of Isaiah 9. Chapter 9, 6 and 7 verses, that tells precisely what, say, we believers in Christ should look for when we're talking about Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ crucified and stuff like that. Is any crucifixion into the Isaiah prophecy? Those two verses are prescription, like doctor's prescription he gives you to take it to the pharmacy and get your medication. The doctor don't write a whole bunch of something that the pharmacist don't understand. He's going to specifically say what the drug is, and the pharmacy trained to give you that drug. They don't give you something else. All right, well, the Bible has a prescription. Apart from generally saying that Jesus, the Messiah, will come and many kind of things, no, you have to go with the prescription that is supposed to bring everything together. It is the prescription. It's not the whole bunch of stuff where you don't understand or cannot understand. It's not going to make the fulfillment. Now, you come on up and you show me where in the New Testament you find description of Isaiah in chapter 9, 6 and 7. Show that fulfillment in the New Testament. If you think that you are right, that Jesus fulfilled the prophecy, that's the only prophecy that is narrowed down to a medical prescription. When you go to the pharmacy, they are going to give you exactly what the doctor wrote. You probably can't even make out what the doctor writes. But when you go there, they know what the doctor wrote, and they're going to give you the prescription. The prescription, if you can show me at least one of the prescription of Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. You know what? You'd be doing well, but you need to show all of them. Yeah. You show that. You will be holding on to something and not just believing nonsense. But something of that, when me bring that to you, you shouldn't be behaving like you're a ram goat. You should be behaving like a civilized person to know, well, if the prophecy said that, like you're saying it, well, you know, it has to be in the New Testament. Well, go look for it. Go and look for it. And you are going to be amazed that you've been wasting your time talking about Jesus, because not until I began to read and notice what I'm reading, because I almost read off the entire Bible, I began to read and pay attention to everything, every detail that I'm reading. I'm not skipping anything for with value in there. That's when I'm beginning to see that none of what is said, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Of his rule and government there shall be no end, upon the throne of David to order it. And God shall see to it that it is fulfilled. It don't fill up to now. 2,000 and more years gone. And no Jesus, no Messiah, don't fulfill nothing. Because what they write about the crucifixion and all them things there, it's the opposite. Opposite of what is written into the prophecy. Now, why do you think, with my pointing it out, you can go on and still testifying that Jesus died on the cross for your sin? Why do you think you should do that? It means that something is wrong with your brain. Really. And you know what? Your life is not going to be healed of the Bible's narcissistic nonsense. Because the easiest way now is for you to go on believing what you believe in. Because you are not going to make what I'm saying affect you. And many will come and say, they are Christ and deceive many. No, you are in the deceived position when you cannot point out what the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah is. Because so far, that's all I know. Among all the prophets, he's the only one that gave a prescription what must happen when the Messiah comes. And none of it don't happen. Now, so you want to talk about two more things that is not fulfilled, that does not fulfill, or rather go in the opposite of what the Isaiah said. He's going to be king. He's going to be Prince of Peace. He's going to be called Mighty God and Everlasting Father. And he's going to be Prince of Peace. Prince. He's going to be a prince. He's going to be a king. He's going to sit upon the throne of David. He will be a judge of his people. Now, did any of those things happen? No. And it is Jesus' own writing, they say. In red writing, Jesus said, St. Matthew 10:34. He said, think not that I am come to send peace but a sword. And tell you everything he's going to do to upset people and make people become confused and go against their mother and father and blah, 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 blah. No, go so in the prophecy. The prophecy turned against the prophet and what he said. The New Testament turn against the prophecy in the Old Testament, and the New Testament cannot function without what the Old Testament said as prophecy. You never hear anything like this, but what I'm saying is true. That's what I have found out when I wake up to read words and understand what words say. Now, think that I don't get it right. Now, why so many people listen to me and they will not even as much as call me? I'm begging people for how long to call me and talk to me. They will not. It's just like if I ask. All right, before I tell you anything else, right? The next one is Jesus refused to become a king. So I'm pulling all these things that is in the New Testament that is not relevant to the prophecy of Isaiah. When I say that to you, you mean I must waste my time? Do you think I should waste my time because you don't have the sense to see what I am saying? And this is what I'm talking about, that the white people they have infected the African people's brain with their bad blood. We didn't have bad blood the first 100,000 years we developed in Africa. But surely when we are coming out, we get our blood. And they go into Africa and spread the blood too. Because you know why? They got Africa infected too. Just like the virus that you see. The what they call it virus, the COVID virus. These white people are spreading virus still, but not on the level of what they did 100,000 years ago with their own monkey blood. And then everything they write has virus in there. The Bible has all the virus that you don't really want to have. But the Bible will tell you about Adam and Eve in a garden. Because not in Augusta. And if I tell you that the talking serpents are the white people, them, and they interbreed up with them and mash up our brain, that's what they're writing in the Bible. You don't know where they were when they wrote the Bible. It's when they, 63 BC, when they go to occupy Palestine. 63 BC. It's after that. They took like about, about 37 years later, when the last century BC ended, they that's when they came in with the AD Anadamani calendar. You see what I mean? And from then on, they went on about another 300 years and prepared to launch Christianity. That's what they did. So they are way ahead of our generation today. White people are way ahead that they can get so much ignorant stuff written down. This was their aim because they were going to change the way we reason and the way we understand words. A whole bunch of stuff that they have done and laid down and feed it to us. And in the earlier time, they would kill a lot of us if we did not obey them. Because Africa is under the anointing of the monkey blood. Don't operate the kingship government duties anymore. They're gone, democracy. And democracy, a mackerel, dead mackerel. That's what democracy is. And Christianity, where Christianity come from? Christianity don't come from anywhere in polytheism. None at all. It don't belong to us. And therefore, when we have civilization, it don't start in Europe. Not in Europe that is civilized. They come and get civility from us and then begin to manipulate us so that they can take over the Western world and we believe into all of the monotheism, God in a Bible and stuff like that. Bible is a sodomite. It's not for us. Go get good books and read it that tells you about the civilized world. White people will never be civilized, okay? And why you think I am here talking, and don't beg people money? Why? Because I have no reason to beg anybody any money. You may say, well, oh, you must be wealthy. It's not that. I am not wealthy, never been wealthy. If I am wealthy in anything, it's the wisdom
that is put into my head for me to discern between evil and what is good. And therefore, I am not interested in getting a lot of, money money in my pocket. No, it's not because I don't want money, but look here. I have a low expectation of wealth, but I have a very perfectly high percentage expectation for my mind to become the perfect cerebrum and cerebellum brain mind that I was created with. I want to be restored. I want to be restored to the point where we get connected spiritually. And digest this. I want us to digest this. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community success to win their favor. Priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priest special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claimed to be divine. And foundation set. We come out of the little villages and into the urban civilization of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This gives us a higher. This is what it says. We who develop in Africa, not white people. This don't include white people. You got to see the difference between us and white people and know that white people don't belong among us. Anytime you don't see that, your brain is still affected with rhesus monkey blood virus. These are the people that carry all of the disease and give us, kill us off in 200 years, about 50 million people in America them kill off. Okay? Now, they don't want these things to be known because they realize that, guess what? The societal bucket is full and they are standing in the bucket and the water is rising above their head in the bucket. Now, what do you think the natural thing is to do? Is to keep their head above the water. That's what the white people are doing right now. Because since over the past few 100,000 years, white people have converted themselves and adjust externally in their dressing. Because they never did wear clothes. They never wear no fabric, nothing. They used to wear animal skin. You see, and you see now they write the Bible and talk about God was putting on stuff on Adam and Eve and say Adam and Eve were naked. All that. They shouldn't write it in the Bible because they're just telling on themselves that they're writing a whole bunch of bunk about God create Adam and Eve. They write so much nonsense. Doesn't make no sense.
Okay? But that's who they are. That's who they are. And the little talk that they can talk, you see, they're making much of it and be like, they are the ones though, who are civilized are not going to work out that way because they need too much things to make themselves what could keep us in the dungeon. They cannot keep us in the dungeon. You see, it's not going to happen because they will destroy themselves. That's what white people are doing right now, and we are not doing it to them. They are doing it to themselves. You follow what the right instruction tell you. Read the prehistory textbook, Mesopotamian, and don't follow the amount of, you know, I mean, nonsensical stuff that these guys have in the Bible tell you that you need salvation. We don't need no salvation from them. We need salvation to open our eyes to what they blind us to. That's all there is to it. Right? It's quite a while I realize that I am thinking in a different way and I am seeing that something is wrong with the society I am in and I need to look towards the light of salvation. It's not in the church. Church is not in the BC polytheism era. And they make up all kind of things to tell we yes, yes, you know, it is salvation in Jesus Christ. Now, time you find out that Jesus Christ never existed, and who they call Jesus Christ is going back 2,000 years ago or more, right? And now you can't find anything about that man who they did call Jesus. They have a white man now who called Jesus. And to the point they fool us under the delusion that you know, it doesn't matter what the color of Jesus is. We don't know. Because our brain is definitely affected by these people, monkey blood. And you don't think so, but it is true. Because with me in the church from age 7 till I'm over 50 in the belief. But it was not convincing after all. The church wasn't really doing anything to help me spiritually. But they always want to convince you to stay in the church. But, hey, spiritually, I'm dying. And I'm not getting any help from no church. So I am reading the things that if the church was going to help me, it would help me. But the context is all wrong. I'm telling you, my friends, that our days are numbered. Our days are numbered. And I am thinking to transform my inner self to what I comprehend. And so let me stay. You see what I mean? If you can't hear something, see something that you can transform yourself to a better person, well, you know what? A lot of people will die perishing. And it is not a nice thing to think about. Once we have an opportunity, make use of it. Don't let anybody lead you astray. Going astray is not the right way to go. It's to think first and, you know, try to purify stuff that you're thinking the best you can and stand on your own. I am not talking here to make anybody follow me. I don't want nobody follow me. I want you to call me and have a conversation. And the conversation I don't have any relationship with anybody that I influence so that they follow me around. I don't have anybody. No? So whatever you're going to learn from what I say is not something that originates with me. It's going to originate from the history that I read. You see? And some things originated from the Bible because I grew up with the Bible from age 7. So a lot of things I learned first from the Bible. And after that, when I begin to see history, I have to amend a lot of things that I knew. It's not, I don't throw away everything that I learned from the Bible, because you do learn some good knowledge from the Bible, of course. But you have to know what is knowledge from what is not, what is good. And what is good is good. You can always use that. But, you know, I mean, throw away the dirt. And these white people have made a new world. And as I see them right now, they don't care about us. And that bothers me, that these white people have a world and they are glad to be in America. Why? Why? You know, I have all a pile of evidence now to, like, drive these people out this minute. And I've been telling, you know, the edict, get out and go back where you come from. You know, of course, they're not going to think I'm saying anything. But, you know, I am not instructed to be swayed by anything white people are doing, because I know that the God's promise to take care of them. You feel me? And whatever the purpose is why we fall into this kind of a dilemma, at least I want to be one who survived. Anybody who don't want to have the mind of survival, at least to start learning things on your own to be the kind of person you want to be. If you want to be like Christ, you're dead long time. Because no Jesus you can find in a Bible. So you want to find him in your belief? He's not there. Jesus is not in your belief because Jesus is not in the Bible where you see and read about Jesus from. You see? And neither is it true. It is not true that any Hebrew man was coming as any Messiah to be crucified for sin. None all. Okay? So, yeah, we in Palestine back then, 2,000 years ago, needed another King David, another Solomon or something like that to, you know, to handle the political thing, because, you know, these Sodomite white people, they began something long time. They started a political thing long time ago, but they didn't have the power to launch the political thing. They don't have wealth. They don't have that. You see what I mean? But they were preparing academically to when they get to the point and get the break to launch their church administration and a cleave bubble system where they take all of our properties, every single thing we do, and pin us down. Now, that's no more. Because as long as we are alive and we have the knowledge, these white people, they will go back to Europe and go make it law for them to marry up there, not in our territory, none of our territory. And I'm telling you, they're going to leave all of our territory, because all I'm going to do is talk. and the talk that I talk is enough to drive them where they come from. That's all. That's all. The gods knows it all. They are immortals that work wonders, can't you see? They work wonders. All I have to do is to be calm and be precise. Get my good sleep and that's it. These sodomite us fucking people, they think that they have enough power to destroy the people of the gods. They cannot. They can destroy some of us. You know, I mean, talking about those seeds that are sown. Some fell on the wayside and, you know, that kind of, the Jesus talk there. All right. Well, some, for real, all seeds don't grow. But there are some seeds that grow. And basically, if you don't consider yourself a seed to grow, well, I consider myself a seed growing out of the dry ground, right? A seed growing out of the dry ground. That's the way I see myself because I did not consider this experience that I am having as a child. Whatever I was thinking, I did not see these kind of experience because the church environment don't teach you these things. So in whatever way I may have been indifferent in my thinking, it was something else that was causing that. But when it comes time for me to read and see, okay, what I have been missing, I did see what I was missing. And then I grow to learn and come into a fullness of a positive, of the positive thinking about civilization. And civilization is not what these white people represent. You just know that. My friends, you're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network. They don't want to hear these things that I'm saying. But it don't matter to me. As long as they don't chase me off this program here. And if they chase me off, it will be time. I'm done. That's it. And then watch out for the next phase. You see? So they don't make that move. I'm paying them almost $40. Almost. Not quite. A month. Right? And they are nasty to me because they keep on... Whenever they don't want certain things to be said, they cut off my mic. And I sit here and think that everything is okay, only to see that they wipe out everything I said. And a couple tune that I play while I was talking, They only play those music and nothing I said. A few days ago, last week, was the last time that they did it. And useless I get a lawyer to sue them because they own all the lawyers around the place, just about. All right. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program, really. I don't need to tell anybody anything to do, but hey, you know exactly the time to tune in and stuff like that. And you are being blessed. The fact that you try to listen and stuff like that. And I, you know, for me, it would be nice if I had company. I can do well with company. Enjoy it. Yeah. And then it's a season. And then I'm by myself and I'm happy with myself too. And if I am to be happy with myself, you know, when nobody decides to keep my company, I am going to be self-sufficient because, you know what, that's the way the truth is. If you have the truth, you just let things go the way nature planned it. And that's the way it is for me. All right, listen, I have said enough of those things, and it is recorded, I hope.
and that people will forever hear in this. So what I want to do now is I'm going to tell you, let's say, go to the feature of that show, Chronicled Rise to Hominid White Sodomy Men, Fraudulent, 509 BC, Politics Power. So what I'm saying is that Chronicled Rise to Hominid White Sodomite Men, Fraudulent, 509 BC, Politics Power, a political power, right? They came to a dimension now where they deceive almost everybody. I think I could edit this differently. Chronicled So, all right, let's see now. I probably have a better expression of the title. All right, and it goes like this. Chronicled Rise to the Hominid White Men Sodomy Fraudulent 509 BC Political Power. That's how far they have reached now, and they have spread their sodomite influence worldwide, right? But the gods will allow them to do these things just to prove that, I mean, and no humankind cannot destroy the work of the gods. That's the way I look on it. We are going to pay a price for what our ancestors do, right? We are tainted with what these white people have done, our ancestors, and now raise up their political power to overthrow a king in Rome, Italy. Lucius Tarquinius, king of Rome, accepted by some colors as a historical figure. His reign is dated from 534 to 509 BC. That is the king rule. This dynasty ruled for about 240 years. And this was the final king said to rule from, let's see, it's about
let me see here what this is telling me.
Let's see. Here's it. 534. Right away. 509.
Yeah. This king reigned about 25 years in a dynasty that reigns from about 240 years, right? It is a Roman king, yet still these white people come and want the world to today to think that the king was not a Roman. No, I read this thing, you see what I mean? In the World History textbook, National Geographic, 2004 publication, and edition 2. That's the National Geographic I read, okay? So these nasty white people taking over the African civilization to make it for themselves. So they're going to change the places, the names of the places we live. They're going to disfigure our character and make it their own. That's why if you doubt that these white people are trying to turn us into sodomy, you make a sad mistake. You got to read and know what they do. But if you keep on believing in them, you aren't going to know. You're not going to know what they do. They take away everything that the God has left behind for his people. But they are calling themselves the people of the gods, you know, under the name of a monotheism God. They don't care nothing about the gods right now, you know. But earlier on, they cared about the gods because they were uphill, you know, climbing go uphill, okay? But they've been working their brain all the time. You have to read well enough to understand these white people. They are not easy nut to crack. They are the toughest nut I have ever seen to crack. And academically speaking, if you don't decide to be serious, they're going to carry you out. Really. Because it's a matter of the most clever or the toughest. Right? I don't see any white people to be tougher than me. When it comes to words and what it says. I can't even compare myself to read like these folks. I don't have education like them. But the point about it is this, if you're talking about English language and the primary requisite to understand the basic communication, all right, I have enough foundation, primary foundation, that if you're fooling me, I know. If you're fooling me, I know. Lesser than me can tell, moreover. When they go ahead and do what they're doing, I know that they're a sodomite and we are not sodomite, and assume that they can, you know, blow us away, they make a sad mistake. They make a sad mistake because, as much as they are educated and they're this and that, all of them together is not going to resist me. No. None of them can resist me. Because I'm talking about the gods that came here and do all these things. And they decided to, just about the first 25 thousand years, you know, on this side here, in the latter BC, 100,000 years, you know, the kind of stuff they did, they amassed. I mean, they don't want to deal with me, okay, with this foolishness that they have. They better just pack up. You see what I mean? Because I didn't have any problem with what they call a federal judge, Jose Gonzalez, when I deposed him, right? A crook, you know, who, you know, some legally hit my case or something like that, discrimination case, right? And worked through a African lawyer as well. But me, with just, you know, whatever I have, maybe like, you know, you just have on David Licker shirt or something like that. Just on contact, they are going to get, burned bad. Because they make too much mistakes in substance. You see what I mean? That I have too many bullets they cannot stand. Because when I read and see that they used to worship the gods too, to worship the gods, they're a fool like a nut. They're a hideous. They go to Europe and overthrow the king, right? And then began to talk all kind of foolishness about, it was noblemen. They don't know. They don't even stick to one thing. It's the first king I know about that was ever overthrown by sodomites. So it means something was going down. It was early in the time, 509 BC, when they are talking now. They are holding their own. They are able to strut their criminal inquisition type attitude and get African people to do what they want to do and kill you if you say you're Christian and call you heretic and all that kind of stuff. Now, they can't deal with somebody who understand language well enough and know what they do wrong. You see what I mean? They are coming from first human, ape-like, mute, 3 to 4 million years ago, and look at them, what is written. They don't think that we would come to realize who they are and what they do and become judge of what they do. And stuff, this whole bunch of faggot stuff that they're talking in Bible and everywhere and think we would not find out, overthrow the king in Italy. And now you only know Italy for being, a mobster. That's what you know Italy for. And Italy was not them. They did not know Rome, Italy before, because they were in Europe since 1.5 million years and couldn't do nothing but make stone tools. So when they are associating themselves with places like inhabited, they don't know what they're doing. Don't talk to me, right? Because what is going to happen now? They wait until now before they pick up their stuff and go back to Europe where they come from. No, they want all the places that African people live and come with their AD Anno Domini law. What is that? When civilization did not begin in Europe. How the hell they are talking and they couldn't talk all the time? They are monkeys and they stop looking like monkeys. No, just at the same time when real human beings are around. How come? You know what? I mean, they don't have any sense. You know what I mean? And even the dead of us will rise, and they still not rise yet, because they can only pretend and wrongly emulate and wrongly impersonate. That's all they do. You see, because they want to talk about they are of court system, Supreme Court system and stuff like that, and behave like they are the first to make a Supreme Court. And they know that we are having veil over our eyes. We're not seeing anything, and it's the reason why they're doing it. But now, all of that homosexual Supreme Court that they have there, it's no more, because now we know who they are. It's open now. It's open season when knowledge came about. No longer Pisces. So I am saying to you now, this is what is happening on anywhere you are, and you are a doubtful Thomas, you can go on doubting. But this is the fact that's been here. I didn't bring it here. I come see it here. And people are veiled from it. Well, let's remove the veil and let these white people tell us where AD and Adamani come from. That is what they use to ruling and have all the wealth and riches and stuff like that. And we cannot say nothing. But they're going to find out how fast they can run when the force is against them. Yes. So now, let's move on with this now. Lucius Aquinas, King of Rome, accepted by some scholars as a historical figure. Why they... Okay, well, at least they identify him as a king, right? A lot of times they don't want to identify him as a king, and they talk very scantily, you know, like he didn't even exist or exist by some other name. But sometimes they do the right thing. Identify the man, he did exist, right? Lucius Tarquinus, King of Rome, right? And according to some scholar, I guess the Sodomite scholars they're talking about, it cannot be prehistoric scholars they're talking about, because this just happened, you know, like 2,600 years ago or so. His reign dated from 534 to 509. That was the day of the coup. The day when they take over the military that he had and force out the king and take charge of Rome. And you only know Rome as homosexual headquarters. Empire, what do you call it? Ecclesiastical empire. All kind of these old bunches of... Because these Sodomites, where they are coming from, they feel very proud about themselves. Yeah. And to know that we are dumbed down and we are not able to do them anything. They feel proud about that. this is good lesson. This is good lesson here, because no, who have you ever heard talk about this? I never heard my preacher in the church talk nothing about this. My friends, this is a miracle. Here it is now. Mesopotamia. The first Mesopotamia ruler who declared himself divine was Naram-Sin of Akkad. Naram-Sin reigned sometime during the 23rd century BCE. But exact dates and duration of his reign are still subject to research. I wonder why. According to his description, the people of the city of Akkad wish him to be the god of their city. This first instance of self-deification also coincides with the first world empire. Okay. So it says here that this first instance of self-deification also coincides with the first world empire of the rulers of Akkad. The first time that a dynasty established a territorial ruler over large parts of Mesopotamia. It was also accompanied by certain changes in religion, in which the king proliferated the cult of the Ishtar, the goddess of war and love. Naram-Sin seems to have emphasized Ishtar in his warlike aspect. Ishtar Anunitum, the beginning, and began to refer to himself as the husband warrior of Ishtar. And after Naram-Sin, no ruler declared himself divine until about 200 years had passed. When Solji, 2025 to 2049 BCE, the second king of the third dynasty of Er, took up the custom of self-deification once more. His self-deification may have been viewed in attempts to consolidate the empire he had inherited from his father. The cult of the divine ruler seems to have culminated under Shu-Sin, who was probably Solji's son or grandson, and began an extensive program of self-worship. British in press. No, Birish. Birish in press. Shu-Sin, the divinization kings, was abandoned once more. Religion and power, divine kingship in the ancient world and Babylon, beyond the Nicole Birish, the original institute of the University of Chicago. 1155 East 58th Street, Chicago, Illinois, 6637. February 23, 24, 2007. And that is the end of what I have to say right there. I find it interesting myself, and I hope that you find something in that. Now, I want to go a little further, and I need to, like, let's say, get me, Brooke Benton, right? And I'll come back and then share something else with you. Take care.
Someday, some way, you'll realize that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're going to need me again. It's just a matter of time. Go. Until you reach the end of the line, but I know you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, you laughed and called me a clown. Remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must come down. That one day you'll wake up and find that my love was a true love. It's just a matter of
okay, now let's get to what I want to read to you. Now, the psychological skies are gray, and African people are seeing through a glass darkly. Now, that's what the Bible says. You know? Seeing through a glass darkly. How Christ has come and illuminate you, and you're seeing through a glass darkly. Now, watch this now. St. Paul, seeing through a glass darkly. That means most of the time people accept jokes, accept broken glass. Most of the time people accept broken glass as a good omen. Typically, it represents things like new. Good cycle beginning in your life. You see through a glass darkly? Broken glass? Okay, broken glass. All right. No, me don't want that. Me want, you know, why are you telling me that for St. Paul? Seeing through a glass darkly, broken glass and home, omen. Okay. But, so this is like saying what now? Whenever a glass breaks,
It signifies an end. Therefore, whenever you see broken glass, the universe indicating the end. But I wasn't talking about broken glass. I'm talking about I'm talking about dark glass, right? Tell me something about dark glass. Talk about dark glass. Dark glasses. All right. So glasses with tainted lens. Right. No, I mean, all right, this is, let's see now what this says. This is 1 Corinthians 13, 12, and 13. He says, we must translate this sentence, for now we are looking at a vaguely looking glass. It is known the glass of the ancient was not pure and transparent. Really? What ancient are you talking about? We also look now in a mirror, where the mirrors of those days were polished sheets of metal and ghost images in them were missing and unclear. Likewise are the means of our knowledge of the divine realities here, because the words signs and proverbs with which God announced those facts did not make them fully clarified, so nothing remained vague and hidden. So they're saying now that in the New Testament, what does 1 Corinthians 13:9 mean? Dark glass. You're talking about the New Testament. You can't say the New Testament is a dark glass because it is what fulfills the prophecy. Jesus said he come not to destroy but to fulfill. It's the Old Testament. If you want to say scripture talking about dark glasses, you can't write that in the New Testament. Epistle can't write that. You know? That's foolishness. Choosing a financial advisor or something. No, we're talking about this scripture here. And, you know. No, nonsense. No, get this out of here. Get out of here. Right. No. Yeah, New Testament cannot talk about vagueness. I mean, the apostle is talking about we are looking through a glass darkly.
You can't say that in the New Testament time, because Jesus is the light of the world, and it is the light of the world that brings forth salvation. So they can't talk about in olden time, in the Old Testament time, there was darkness. The New Testament being light. So what they're talking about in the New Testament now, on top of, we are looking through a glass darkly. The sayings of Christ and the apostles cannot be dark glasses. All right. So what I want to tell you now, my friends, is what is going on in the Bible is upside down. You see? Because instead they set you free, you're gone into bondage. And when you think that you're in you have liberty, them tell you that you're in bondage and you're confused and you can't straighten anything out. But here it is now. These white people, they call themselves all kind of different, nice names, like Puritans. Something that they are sodomites, you know. White people are sodomite culture. And I'm talking about them as a culture. What white people are doing in America, don't you know they kill off the African people, about, what, some 10 million or more people here to seize America, because they claim that they are taking control of the world. You see, and the only way to stop them is to tell the truth. You see what I mean? So they write the Bible with all those old bunch of jackass nonsense. And, you know, when they're writing all these things, they're fucking all us all night, all day long, man. That's what they're doing. And you may say, well, what is he saying? Yeah, they're about to make lawyer, or Obama make lawyers to marry two fucking people. Okay? And we must put up with it, with AD and Adamani. Well, we're going to show you that your AD and Adamani come out of your asshole fucking. That's where it come from. It's not civilized law. You know where civilized law come from. They behave like they don't know where civilized law come from. But they do know. But they want to come with their fucking AD and Adamani like it is law. Come on with it. The Puritans viewed themselves as God's special people, replacing national Israel. Nowhere do the dangers of this assumption become more clear than in the Puritans' treatment of the Native Americans. Since the Puritans considered themselves God's chosen people, they concluded that they had a right to take the land from the heathen Indians. Now, do you understand why they leave Europe and come right down in the late part of BC, the BC century, the last century, you know, the last two or three century? Why they come at that time is because they had to spend time to prepare themselves, because first they had to interbreed our people and get talking babies. And then once they become the civilization, or the, not civilization, but the culture of Cro-Magnon homosexuals, you know, they had a lot of things to get into order. It's the reason why, you see, they came at us after we settled down hundreds of thousands of years in the West outside of Africa. But they come now and are prepared to take away what we have. My friends, come on. You ready for them? This is, yeah, I mean, they're ready for us and kill us off long time. All right? But look at what they have done since they come here and begin to, like, you know, like, trick us, and we don't understand what them are saying. But this is what they are saying when they realize that we don't understand them, and they are going to, like, put us under their control. The kind of stuff that they say, it's just hilarious, just terrible, that they are saying all these things, and there's nothing we could do about it. But the time would come when that is no more, like now. So this is what they do. They said they concluded that they had the right to take the land from the Eden Indian. They're telling you loud and clear. It's us. The American Indians were the new Canaanites in America's promised land because they're going to sack it to us and we cannot stand in front of them. The fruit of the Puritan theology. Listen, dear theology, that they would have wanted to tell you that they are of God and God decree what they do. Hear what they said. American Indians were the new Canaanites of the new Canaanites in America's promised land. The fruit of the Puritan theology was brutal. They saw their mission as convert these Canaanites to Christianity. Failing that, it was acceptable to slaughter them, mean to slaughter us. And there is no other law but dear Sodomite A.D. Anadamani when I respond, nothing civilized as law. It is acceptable to slaughter us in the name of who? The Son of God. When I tell you that these character never existed and no spirit God never existed, you think it's a joke. But the spirit God begot Jesus, his son. How did he begot that son? You'll have to go into Proverbs and see if you find out. Proverbs 8. Read and see if you find out how God, begot a son. All of them are Sodomite. And when them write about God and Jesus, a Sodomite character they write. Those characters never exist. For example, Tan Massacres. Listen to this. Of the Pequot Indian tribe on May 26, 1637, and again on July 14, 1637, were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God, the same one that beget Jesus out of his asshole. That's what they're talking about. You think I should be addressing this like I have respect for these white people? You must be crazy. Why would I respect white people for writing these things and doing these things to us? I am in the time now when those things are done away with. And there is no praise for them. They can go on and decorate up America like, you know, faggots and stuff like that and want us to sit in it like, oh, we are enjoying it. You must be fucking ass too. Now, listen. These people are not human beings because they come from apes. They can never be human beings. And what they do unnaturally to be who they are, they will go right back into the mire because the gods will see to it that their orbital withdraw any sense from them that is useful to them. Were deemed after they kill the African people 6 weeks apart and go in when they are sleeping at night and kill them. And that is what you see going on in the street all over America today. That this guy that just shoot up these people and the type of a bullet that he used and kill these people. You see what I mean? They bring these people into America. They, you know, the federal, so-called federal government people, them, the Rothschild and these people, they do it. So if African people don't want to reclaim their land, you can go on with them. But they're going to leave, though. They're not bad like you think. White people are not bad like you think because the Almighty, they can't be Almighty totally strip them of both their thinking and anything that they have. strip them, you see, and let them go to the abyss. They think they're bad. They will find out what in nature is really, really rougher than them. They cannot be compared with what is going to destroy them. This is what I'm saying. Because we lose our mind and not able to handle them. Well, they're being handled right now because what I'm saying, they cannot refute what I'm saying. And they won't be able to function knowing the truth. I know that people are looking at them and they can't function a government. This is what's going to happen. They don't have a government that will continue at all. Yes, after they do these killings, the last one in July 14, 1637, they thought those killings of the African people were deemed by the Puritans to be directed by God, God of the Bible. You hear? The Christian Bible. Captain John Mason declared God laughed his enemies and the enemies of his people to scorn, making them as a fiery oven. Catch these people afire and burn them up. That's what I wanted to tell you. And if you take it lightly, it's up to you. I take it for what it says. And white people are who are to be blamed for what you see is going on in America. America didn't go to them. They come to America. They were in Palestine. They left Palestine and come to America. You hear what they say? All right? So it's up to you. What you make of it into your brain. All right? So take good care and let's see now what I can offer you. John Lennon.